This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver International Airport permanently shut its last oil well this week. The airport once made millions of dollars from nearly 70 oil and gas wells in its sprawling property. But airport CEO Phil Washington says DIA embraced a more sustainable vision a few years ago.
What we wanted to do was, you know, as I said 2 years ago, be the greenest airport in the world. And that was part of getting there, plugging those abandoned oil wells.
A city audit in 2018 found many of these wells actually cost the airport money. Colorado's new e-bike rebates opened up this week, and Coloradans are rushing to sign up. CPR's Sam Brash.
Colorado's program offers generous discounts on battery-powered bikes. Low-income applicants qualify for an $1,100 rebate, middle-income residents can get $500, and there's more money available for cargo bikes, locks, and helmets. After the program opened, nearly 5,000 people have applied in less than 48 hours. The Colorado Energy Office will keep taking applications until 1 p.m. Monday, then randomly select about 2,000 initial participants. It'll open another application period every month until it burns through about $7 million in funding. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A 53-year-old Colorado man has been found guilty on three felony charges related to the January 6th insurrection. Jeffrey Sable of Kittredge entered the U.S. Capitol with a hunting knife and zip ties. Among other charges, Sable was accused of assaulting a Capitol police officer who was there then beaten by other members of the crowd. Sable will be sentenced in January. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.